Occupy the Farm, a film about the 2012 struggle to claim 20 acres of a historic 100-acre farm for community farmers in Albany, will open at the New Parkway Theater in Oakland on Tuesday, March 31st. The University of California owns the land and has granted 1 acre to the community farmers working with the university's Department of Natural Resources. Another 5 to 7 acres has been allotted to university research on corn genetics, and the rest has been promised to a big box grocery store and residential development, which local activists are opposing. KPFA spoke to Gill Tract farmer and activist Effie Rawlings about the farm and the movie Occupy the Farm.
Effie Rawlings, tell us about what's going on at the Gill Tract Farm, Occupy the Farm, tomorrow.
So yeah, the Gill Tract Community Farm is a little over an acre project on the corner of San Pablo and Marin in Albany. It's a partnership between the College of Natural Resources and the local community and neighborhood. And there's going to be open hours tomorrow from noon to 5, tomorrow being Sunday, from noon to 5. Every Sunday we're open, and it's, like I said, a community project where folks are invited to come and work, learn about farming, learn about growing your own food, meet new people and neighbors, and take home produce at no cost or at donation. We have the farm stand that's open from 3 to 5.
This is pay what you can. Right?
Exactly, yeah. Pay what you can farm stand. And we're really excited about this collaboration with UC. Of course, this has been a long-standing community effort around the Gill Tract. It's a 20-acre piece of land, and a portion of it is in danger of being developed.
They're going to put some big box stores on it, right?
The
university is going to basically rent it or sell it to some big box stores?
That's right. And it's on a different portion of the land that the community farm is currently on. Of course, our collaboration with the College of Natural Resources is completely separate to our organizing against the development project on the southern portion of the land. But it is still the same contiguous piece of historic open land that belonged to the Gill family. It used to be 100 acres of farmland, and now it's just this last 20, and so we're really trying to keep it from being commercially developed into, as you said, a big box grocery store, which calls itself a farmer's market, but is actually a national chain, union busting and shipping in produce from all over the world, and that's not the kind of farmer's market that we need for the future. We need a farmer's market that actually has real farmers involved. And so that's what we're working for there. It's a local, sustainable food justice, education, and research facility there.
Okay, now tell us about this film opening in Oakland, I think, on Tuesday.
Yeah, so the film is called Occupy the Farm, after the protest, the three-week demonstration and protest. And with much more than a demonstration, we actually implemented the vision that we want to see there of a community farm for 3 weeks. And that happened in 2012, and a gentleman named Todd Darling from Los Angeles filmed a lot of that action, which was put together by food justice advocates and neighbors and students. And he filmed it and now has this documentary that's come out, and it's going to be showing this Tuesday, March 31st at 7 p.m. at the New Parkway Theater in Oakland. That's at 474 24th Street.
Okay, Effie Rawlings, thank you for speaking to KPFA.
Yeah, thank you. And if you'd like more information on how to keep track of what we're doing, you can visit occupythefarm.com.
Okay, and Effie Rawlings will be answering questions in a Q&A after the opening of that film, Occupy the Farm, on Tuesday in Oakland. In Berkeley, for Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.